Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week. It is obviously Friday the 13th, Steve Miggs.
Yes, I believe it's the only Friday the 13th of the year.
Oh, really?
I read that. I'm not like that knowledgeable. I just
everything
saw that,
on
like,
the internet is true.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm not going to even try and Google it.
I believe it too. Question though, do you have, like, Friday the 13th has never felt like a bad luck day to me?
No.
Do you have a superstition or like anything that you subscribe to that is pretty serious?
No, I'm like that type of person that's like, oh, I'll walk under a ladder or I'll break a mirror. Not that I ever break a mirror or walk under a ladder, but I've never really had that kind of superstition mindset. You?
Would you even open an umbrella indoors?
Oh, all the time.
Oh my God.
I start every
monster.
Morning doing that. Yeah. But the funny part is Friday the 13th actually has a fun meaning for me now because that was the day that my daughter was born.
She was born on Friday the 13th?
She was a Friday the 13th baby. So I was fired up. I'm sure my wife wasn't, that the that labor went past Thursday into Friday. Because I'm like, I'll forever remember that my daughter was born on a Friday.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
I have always been one that if something passes between you, like a pole or a post or something like that, and you're walking with somebody else, you're both supposed to say bread and butter.
Where did that come from?
No idea.
Did your mom teach you that or your dad?
She sure did. My mom did.
Where'd she
bread
get that?
Butter.
Is that like
probably
a Stanwood
from her
thing?
Mom? No. I have no idea. And then the other one that my husband is...
So
is,
what happens if you don't say bread and butter?
It's bad luck.
Oh.
And then the one that Brad says is that you don't put hats on the bed. So he will like flip out if I'm ever wearing a hat and take it off and put it on the bed. He's like, get that off of there. Wow. And I'd never heard any other person in the world say this. And then someone told me, yeah, because what's supposed to happen is if you put the hat on your bed, someone's going to come and kill your whole family. I was like, okay, my husband didn't tell me that.
I need to text my wife because I think I left my Mariner's cap on our bed.
Like that part, no one ever told me before, but.
What's the back? Did you ever bother to find out where that even came from?
No idea. No hats on the bed, though.
Huh. I don't know which one's stranger, the bread and butter or the hat on the bed. But in bread and butter, no one dies.
Nobody dies. At least that I've been told yet.
These are really freaking weird.
I know.
Danny, do you have any weird superstitions like that?
Not like that. The biggest one that I have, which I've said before, is I just can't put my wallet on before I put my belt on.
Gotcha.
Oh, I like
Otherwise,
that.
Then I think I'm going to have a bad day.
Oh.
Yeah. So I always have to put the
belt on. Has it ever happened where you did have a bad day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Multiple times. And that's why I won't do it.
Do it on Monday. Let's see what happens.
No!
We're predetermining your bad day.
Come on, man, for science.
No!
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And hey, happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's Friday the 13th, which it's funny that we're celebrating Friday the 13th because at the end of the day, if Jason Voorhees had a strong father figure in his life, maybe none of this stuff would have happened.
Wow. A little therapy session with Steve Migs this morning.
I'm here for all the serial killers that are only featured in movies. So,
yes, okay. Of course.
Let's talk about something that was on TV last night, though. What a freaking game. Game four of the Stanley Cup Finals. Tara and I were texting. Danny wasn't watching the game. But the Panthers were up 3-0. The Oilers pull their goalie, Skinner. He didn't play bad. It was just bad penalties. A couple of goals definitely weren't his fault. But they put in Calvin Pickard, former Seattle Thunderbirds goalie.
Yeah.
He makes some incredible saves. The Oilers fight back. It's 3-3. Then they're up 4-3 with like 30, a little more than 30 seconds left in the game. The Panthers tie it. And I'm like, dude, really? I was just about ready to go to bed happy. Now you got to sit through intermission. Hopefully that the Panthers don't win it. And they didn't.
Oh, my God.
Here's the final call.
Bach calls it. Cross-ice pass. Dreisaitl flips it in. Score! Leon Dreisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
What a freaking game for him. He just was playing awesome. As a hockey nerd, I'm like, if Connor McDavid was like the Edmonton Oilers' new version of Wayne Gretzky, Leon Draisaitl is like the new version of Mark Messier. Like, he's so clutch. It was awesome to see. So now the series is tied at 2 games apiece. Also, Leon Draisaitl scored his fourth postseason goal this year, which is a new NHL record. Game 5 in Edmonton.
Loyal to the oil, baby.
Is that what we are?
Yes.
Dude, it was, that was so great.
Also, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were there, but they were rooting for the wrong team.
I thought that was funny. I went on social media the minute I saw them on TV, and of course, everyone's like, dude, that's enough. We already have them on the NFL. Take them off the NHL.
I was excited to see them.
I got to say, it was kind of funny watching them both bob their head to Metallica's, not Metallica's, Pantera's Walk that was playing in the arena, and they're both just kind of like not talking to each other, so they're just like any other couple. And they're just bobbing their head playing on their phones.
Also from the world of hockey, the Seattle Kraken have parted ways with assistant coach Bob Woods after one season.
I don't know what's going on. I almost would have kept him just so that they don't fuel the fire of the people who are just hating on the other assistant coach.
Jessica Campbell,
because she's the only coach that's staying. And it doesn't look good, you ask me.
He was the one overseeing our defense and penalty kill under Dan Bylsma. But Lane Lambert is obviously doing some reshaping. We don't really know exactly what's all going to shake out. But it is a little weird that they've pretty much cleaned house except for her.
I know. And it's like, God forbid you say anything about it, because then you come off like you're a sexist pig.
Yeah.
I don't care, male, female. But if you're cleaning house with all the other coaches, and the area of expertise that she had was the power play, which did not do very good this past season, none of this looks good. But I'm not in charge of the Kraken. I'm just a fan.
You'd be great, Steve.
I would be terrible. I'd be cleaning house every, like, 10 minutes. Hey, the Seahawks are getting closer and closer to the season started, which is kind of crazy to even think about. Coach Mike McDonald did a press conference yesterday. Was asked, hey, how are things going with your new quarterback, Sam Darnold? I freaking love our coach, because our coach doesn't seem to hold back at all when it comes to these press conferences. If he wants to drop an S-bomb, he'll do it, and here it is.
He's just a dude, man. He's one of the guys, so he's, you know, right there with him. There's some shit to him, like, he's...
There's some S to him? Is this a digestive problem?
Like, don't mess with him. You know, he's got that edge to him, that competitiveness, and the guys respect that. But he's him. You know, he's not trying to be anybody else, and you got to respect that about him.
That's right. Sam Darnold, he's him.
What did he say at the beginning? Like, he's just a dude.
He's just a dude, brah.
He's just a dude.
He's just a dude, man.
He's just a dude, man. I love it.
He sounds like a frat boy.
We should check with Sam Darnold and see what he thinks about the new coach. Cool.
Awesome.
Hey, as far as weather, in the high of 67 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel.
He's just a dude, man.
And that's what's up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show.
One week from tomorrow, AEW is coming to town, and also Wednesday, June 25th, it's going to be at the Showwear Center in Kent, and one of the greatest to ever do it, Aberdeen's own Bryan Danielson, will join us in studio at 6:20. Steve Miggs, with each passing day, I feel like I get more and more into wrestling.
Yes.
And I got to thank you for that, really.
And some would be mad at me for doing that to you, but yes, we're going to make you a wrestling fan.
And AEW,
I had you go to an indie wrestling show. Oh. Next up, AEW is coming to town. Let's make this happen.
AEW is coming to Acesso Showwear Center in Kent for two nights.
Yes.
Next weekend. It's very exciting. I know you're going to be there, and we have someone in studio with us right now to celebrate, and that is Bryan Danielson. So good to see you again, my friend.
Huzzah!
Right here. Hey, happy early Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Do you have big plans?
No. No.
Dude, that's the same. My wife's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, can we just go to Trapper Sushi and I'm good? She's like, how about we go outside and take a walk with the dogs and the kid? And I'm like, that sounds great.
Yeah. So Mother's Day is a huge deal. You have to go out of your way
yes.
to make sure the mother is well taken care of on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Father's Day is not that.
No.
For Mother's Day, get my wife a massage, flowers, gifts, all these sorts of things. Father's Day, man.
You just wait for your marching orders.
Right, yeah.
Even yesterday, I mean, it's so nonchalant, too, because like, I was at home, and I'm just going to see my daughter, Tatum, who's five, and I'm like, hey, and she's like, don't come over here, Dad. I'm working on your Father's Day gift. Like, right in front of me, she's painting this little trophy, and I'm like, that's adorable, but like... You couldn't do this when I'm not home?
Well, but I will say this. At least she's doing it ahead of time.
Fair.
You know, versus the card that's written the morning of, you're the best father ever love, you know.
The ink is still wet.
Yeah. Love, wife.
And kids.
Yeah.
So, Bryan, we've got you in to talk about AEW Collision coming back to town. And I know for you, this is, you know, a hometown extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
How much excitement is there leading up to coming back home and wrestling in front of the crowd in Kent?
Well, so I will not be wrestling. I am no longer wrestling.
Oh, that's right, because you retired.
Yes.
So are you done, or is it just like you're not sure?
So I don't know,
but
like... Right now, I am not cleared to wrestle.
Oh!
So even if I wanted to, if I said, hey, yeah, I'm going to be there. I will be there in Kent. I will be there live in front of the people, but probably not on television. So it'll probably just be for the live people there live.
Oh, that's very cool.
That is wild. So
I love wrestling so much. Like, the act of wrestling is so much fun. Mm. Like, yes, and people say, like, well, doesn't it hurt? Yeah, of course. But, you know, a lot of the most rewarding things in life come with some sort of discomfort, right? Whether it's physical discomfort, emotional discomfort, whatever, pushing yourself past certain boundaries. And wrestling was really that for me, you know, and I really love doing it. That said, now I have other things on the horizon. You know what I mean? But these shows in Kent are going to be awesome because they're at the Showwear Center, and I've never been to that venue before.
Oh, it's a great arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to see... to see wrestling there.
So. I know our boy Steve Miggs is going to be there. And yes, I finally got to see him wrestle in real life, IRL, as the kids say.
I took her to a Defy show where okay. I got to wrestle. And yeah. She was there. And it was so fun to get her perspective of it all because...
What was your perspective?
I freaking loved it, Brian. Oh. I was losing my mind. I have never been so excited. There was so much action, so much to watch. The big, like, you know, where there's, like, gang matches with, like, 6-8 people in the... I called them gang matches, Steve.
Well, we don't call them gang matches.
Does that make me a gang member?
I thought it was so fun. And also, just everybody's in pretty good shape. So I was like, man, these people eat healthy yeah. and they hit the gym.
She had a lot of questions after this. Yeah. Like, who was that guy? I'm like, oh, the guy with 7 abs. Okay, yes. Yeah. That was Matt Brannigan. Yes, okay.
What's his OnlyFans again? But it was, honestly, it blew my mind. And I think for anybody that thinks that they're not a wrestling fan, you got to go and see it for yourself because it really did sell
so,
me.
So that's one of the things that that I find fascinating. So, for example, my sister does not watch wrestling on television, has no interest. My nieces have no interest in wrestling, but the live experience, mm-hmm. they love. You don't understand sometimes. You know, I've had people say, like, oh, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, why are people so into this thing? I said, just go to a show.
Oh.
Just go to a show and you'll love it.
Okay, then I got to ask you the question. Let's say you're at a family gathering. I've had this happen recently okay. where it's the old, you know, it's fake, right? It's clear you just want to goof on it, but you're not willing to listen to what I'm trying to explain, why there is a certain, like, fun to this and there's an art to this and there's something about this that's, like, you know, it's no different than you loving a certain type of movie.
Well, so, you know, people come into things, and especially nowadays, with certain perspectives that they are unwilling to change. People will say that to me about my vegetarianism and that sort of thing, right? And like, oh, well, don't you think plants have feelings too? And I like that. You know, I like these sorts of things because I like these sorts of conversations. Because then you can say something like, well, yeah, you know, I think a carrot does probably feel things, but what's the difference between a pig and a carrot? I can't hear a carrot scream. And so then you're like, so, you know, it's that sort of thing. And so it's like, I like to go the other way
yeah.
when people tell me that professional wrestling is fake. I said, oh, yeah, it's 100% fake. You know, it doesn't hurt at all. Then they start questioning their own.
I thought you were going to say, let me grab a steel chair and I'm going to show you how little it hurts.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Brian, if you don't mind, we're going to play a quick song, but I do really want to put you on the spot about something.
Uh-oh. Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show.
Grab those tickets to AEW at Showwear Center in Kent on Saturday the 21st and then Wednesday the 25th
yes.
at AEWTix.com. We're going to have more with Brian Danielson after Tom Petty. Rockaholics, we are chatting with Brian Danielson ahead of AEW Collision coming to Kent next Saturday, June 21st.
And Wednesday, June 25th as well. Get tickets at AEWTix.com.
Can you give us like a preview of some of the big storylines or big matchups, big things that we can be excited about for next weekend?
Yeah, so I mean, what we're leading into now is our big stadium event, which is All In, that will be in, I say Dallas, but it's actually like a suburb of Dallas.
Arlington?
Arlington. Yes. That's what it is. Yes. Arlington.
It's like right next to Dallas. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Huge stadium. Yeah, my mind went blank.
Where the Cowboys play.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so wrestling is episodic television, right? So what will happen at those shows will be determined by what happens this coming week when we're in Mexico City
Ooh.
And that sort of thing.
What is the response like when you get to Central America? Is it just as wild as it is here in the States?
Sometimes wilder. Mm-hmm. Like, so the fans, so I got to wrestle in Arena Mexico twice last year. Although I will say this, Pacific Northwest wrestling fans,
they're crazy.
Are some of the best wrestling fans
and
in the world.
It's so different like with like Seahawks fans or Kraken fans. Like, I mean, you have this certain like, I guess, reputation for being loud. And
yeah.
it really did spill over into the world of wrestling where it's like no matter where you go, it's like people are just loud and proud to be that loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And not in a... So my wife is a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And not... And not loud in the obnoxious way that Philadelphia Eagles
not
fans
in a throwing
are
batteries yeah. kind of way. Like, yeah.
You know, although that did happen in wrestling. Like if you would go to Puerto Rico, people would like throw slingshot batteries at you
oh
or throw like
God.
Baby diapers. There was One of the more incredible ones is that they would pee in a balloon and tie it off, and then like a water balloon, and then throw it at people.
Oh, just like, my gosh.
People get creative.
Wow, how did a wrestling show become a GWAR concert all of a sudden? That is just bonkers.
So, Brian, AEW Collision coming to Kent. I know that our buddy Migs is going to be, you get to be like an extra.
I get to be an extra, yeah. I've been invited to be an extra potential enhancement talent at the upcoming AEW show that's happening on Saturday the 21st.
What does it take to get Steve Migs into the wrestling ring?
Oh, boy. You know what?
Who do I have to call? What do
you
I do?
I might be able to put in a word.
Dude, that'd be the funniest thing. My reference, it's Brian Daniels. It's not a big deal. You know. Brian said it was okay for me to have a match.
Well, tickets are available at AEWTix.com. This is going to be so much fun.
Go back. I mean, for me, it's like such an opportunity. I got to do it one time where I got to be in the ring. It was in Portland, and I got my head taken off by Jake Hager. It was a lot of fun. It was one of the greatest experiences. It lasted like a couple minutes. It was such a surreal moment for me. When you first started, I mean, did you ever have those opportunities of being, and back, it had to probably be in the WWE days, of being an enhancement talent? And what was that experience like for you? Because it is surreal for all of us that get to do it, because, you know, you don't want to step on anyone's toes. You kind of don't want to be seen, but you still have your fingers crossed that you're going to see your name on the board, that you have a match.
Yeah, so it was interesting because, when I was really young, like 2003, and, you know, as an extra, and then they put me in this match as an enhancement talent on a show they called Velocity. But then the guy that I wrestled Jamie Noble in one and John Cena in another. Like, it was, and it was before John Cena was the John Cena that we know today. But they actually let me, it wasn't like your normal enhancement match where I would just get the crap kicked out of me for 2 minutes. It's like, I had competitive matches with those guys.
So there's hope for you, Steve.
My favorite moment was, though, I remember I got clotheslined so hard, I did lose my voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to come on the air, and everyone's like, way to commit to the, I'm like, I'm not committing to anything.
Do you know what your problem is? Do you know what your problem is? You have a long neck.
Thanks. Where were you before the match?
Well, so, no, I mean, you know, like, when I grapple, when I do jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, I'm always assessing people's body types in the sense of like, ooh, he has a long neck.
Wait, so this whole time you've been looking at my neck going, he has a very long neck.
Yeah, he'd be very easy to choke.
Steve, you need to get some neck surgery. We need to have a neck reduction.
My favorite part of it, I remember I got hit so hard I bit my tongue. Oh. So, and that's the worst. Anyone knows how that feels. And it's bleeding. And so it's Paul Turner, the ref, he's like, don't worry, we'll get you in the back. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. He's telling me, I'm like, I'm good, I'm good. He's like, no, you're internally bleeding. There's blood in your mouth. I'm like, no, I bit my tongue. I'm going to be okay.
I'm okay. I just bit my tongue. And it just hurt a little bit.
His reaction was so great. It's like, oh, all right, cool. Well, good job.
Get back in there, kid.
Yeah.
Brian Danielson, thank you so much for joining us. We're fired up about AEW Collision being in the PNW next weekend. And if people want to snag their tickets and get up more info, it's at AEWTix.com.
And then the following Wednesday as well, back at it again over at the Showwear Center.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
So use your name again when I'll walk in and say hi to Tony and be like, yo. Brian Danielson said to say what's up.
Yeah, Brian Danielson said I could go in the ring tonight.
Yeah, I have my music. You got a big entrance. No.
The Daily Mix Show.
How do you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 197 wins, 62 losses, and 46 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, so give us a call if you would like to try and beat Migs at 650.
But I have a long neck.
You do, very long.
So I might lose.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.